Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation scripture reading for this morning hour can be found in the book of Deuteronomy, and thereof the 8th chapter, the whole chapter, Deuteronomy chapter 8. But first we will sing from Psalter 169, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Thou visitest the earth in love, and sendest showers from above, enriching all the land. Thy streams exhaustless bless the field, preparing it the grain to yield, provided by thy hand. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter 169.
Thank you. read to you this morning Deuteronomy 8. All the commandments which I commanded thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that, as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey, a land in where thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee, to do thee good at thy latter end. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroyeth before your face, so shall ye perish, because ye would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. Thus far, scripture reading.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty Almighty, all-sufficient God of heaven and of earth, Thou before whom we may appear in this morning hour of this work day, in which is a day also set aside by us, and that we may in a special way come together before Thee to acknowledge Thee for all Thy blessings and for all Thy gifts and for all Thy dealings with each and every one of us. Wilt Thou give us in this morning an impression of our great inability to bring forth the least humility, the least acknowledgement in truth, because we can profess to be thankful, but Thou knowest all the misery and the wretchedness that lives within our hearts. Lord, Thou knowest the practice of our life. Then also this duty that is laid upon us that cannot be fulfilled except that Thou will give from above. That which is necessary, therefore. And this once again we beseech of Thee in this morning hour. And that Thou may give also in the nation in which we live. That there may be a setting aside of all the labors of man by times. That there may be a coming together, a coming upon the knees to acknowledge Thee. For Thou hast given unto us an abounding prosperity, more than all in the world, in the nation in which we live, riches and abundance that is unknown, so that the poorest, They yet have sufficient, O Lord, that Thou may remember as a nation. And when we under all these blessings and all this prosperity, when we have left Thee, and when we have departed from all Thy commandments, and when we have embraced the departure from Thee and Thy ways, when we have gone the way of our first father, Adam, when we have grieved Thee, leaving Thee days without number, Lord, then it can only be that Thy judgments, they are coming upon us, that we will be punished for our sin and for all our iniquity. And it can only be that Thy wrath that is laying hot against us, and Thou still withholdest Thy hand, but we do not know that time, when even as Sodom and Gomorrah of old, when suddenly Thou didst rain upon them that fire and brimstone from heaven. And we are as unbelieving as the sons-in-law of Lot, Thy servant. And so we go on, day after day, saying, where is the promise of His coming? O Lord, give to us as a nation a bowing before Thee. Give to us a turning again. Oh, have dealings with us, Lord, in Thy mercy, and grant us not that prosperity in a continued way, that would lead us to our great destruction, but to have mercy amidst well-deserved wrath. Open thou our eyes, and wilt thou look upon us also as a denomination, when thou hast also given unto us blessing after blessing, and when thou hast given also another student in the season that is gone by in our theological school, Lord, that thou may remember him, that thou may remember all thy truly sent servants, do give an increase in their number, do give help from above, the strength that is necessary, and we may acknowledge thee also, that thou hast given us also a little strength in the season that is gone by, and also that we may stand here in this morning hour. Lord, oh, could it please thee that thou may not do just a half work, but may it be, if it could be according to thy will and thy good pleasure, that we may receive the rest of our strength again also, that we may be able to go in and out as heretofore, and to go amongst this our flock in their own places, and that we may be able to do the work that thou layest upon us. May thou give what is needed, therefore, not only in our body, but also in our soul, that we may be led by thee into the mysteries of free and sovereign grace. Remember us as a consistory, Lord, that thou may also give unto us altogether what we so do not deserve, but that thou may give from above those blessings to an undeserving people, that in the midst of this our flock, that there may be a blessing in store for us from above. And when thou hast richly blessed us in the season that is gone by, as a land and people, and when thou hast given what was necessary in the fields, and when it may be possible, even among distresses, even among thy judgments, to bring in the fruits of the field, when it may be possible, still to receive the abundance from thy hand, oh, may it then be from thy right hand and not from thy left hand, but that we may receive truly a place this day at thy footstool. May also thy judgments, and may also all thy dealings lead us to thy footstool, to a place before thee, oh, that we may have received a little instruction in the season that is gone by, and that also for the future, that our eye may be upon thee, for all our needs and wants. Remember our school, when thou hast granted also this great blessing among us, wilt thou give also an increase, wilt thou give help unto the school board, and to the teachers, the staff, and all those that do labor therein. May it be for a blessing, for all our children, our rising generation. Remember each and every one of them. Also those that are taught in their own homes or in other places. Those that go to institutions of higher learning and other places where they are instructed. Oh, we ask of thee, Lord, that thou may look upon our youth. Oh, give them to see thy goodness and thy blessings, that they may also receive a place of great humility, that they also may have eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to observe, and that they may understand all that this world does preach, that it is against thee, who art our Creator and our Provider, and that thy goodness in this land of the living and may also lead them in the days of their youth to seek thee for those blessings that they cannot miss for their never dying soul. Oh, that they may be hungry also, and not only for the natural food and drink, but that their thanksgiving may go out unto thee, even for those richest blessings, and for time and for eternity. Remember all that are afflicted and sick, that have crosses to bear, and that have borne them also in the season gone by, those that mourn, those that are lonely, and this day and day by day, O Lord, wilt thou give to them also a place where they may agree with thee in all thy ways, and that it may yet be good in this day to acknowledge thee for thy great goodness. Wilt thou be near unto them, and wilt thou supply for the future? Do look upon us then as a congregation all together. Those that have difficulties, crosses, and that are known to thee, that must be borne. Lord, thou puttest not upon thy children more than they can bear. Oh, may it be that thou may deal with each one, even as a father pitieth his children, and that thou may give that the crosses may be fruitful, that they may bring forth that fruit unto God that cannot be missed in our life. Look on us this hour, strengthen us for our work, and could it please thee, make it an easy, make it a loving task. Be thou among us in this hour in thy mercy, to give a little opening in thy word of truth, to give little opening in the midst of this our flock, to give a little blessing undeservedly for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 286, stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 5. He waters the hills with rain from the skies, and plentiful grass and herbs he supplies, supplying the cattle and blessing man's toil with bread in abundance, with wine and with oil. There is only one collection today, which is for the church fund. The consistory would like to remind the members of a few items pertaining to the upcoming renovations and also the services at our school. Please park in the high school parking lot and use the high school entrance that is by the high school office. So far, there are not many volunteers. If more are able to volunteer, please phone the volunteer coordinators as listed in the note in the back of the church by tomorrow, so plans can be made. Volunteers are especially needed for this coming Saturday. Psalter 286, stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 5. Congregation, it is a great privilege that we may commemorate a Thanksgiving Day. And why a great privilege? That is especially because of what we deserve. Because it would be one thing to commemorate a Thanksgiving Day before our fall, and it is another thing to be privileged to commemorate Thanksgiving Day after our fall. If you have read the bulletin, then you have read yesterday the words of Plummer about contentment. They that deserve nothing should be content with anything. Ziba has swindled, pilfered Mephibosheth of half his goods. David said, "Thou and Ziba divide the land." Mephibosheth said, "Yea, let him take all. For as much as my lord the king is returned home in peace." Mephibosheth only had to think back. He only had to think back of that time and that he appeared before King David's throne expecting to die, spared by the king, and confessing, "What is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am?" Then it was easy for Mephibosheth to say, "Yea, let him take all. They that deserve nothing, they should be content with anything." But congregation, how often are we in such a place that we feel that we deserve nothing? With the help of the Lord, we wish to say a few words of this out of Deuteronomy 8, the second verse. Deuteronomy 8, verse 2. "And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee in these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no." Thus far the words of our text. An admonishment of the Lord to remember. First, to remember the way that the Lord led thee, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. Second, to remember the purpose that the Lord led thee in this way, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. Thus, an admonishment to remember. First, to remember the way that the Lord led thee. Second, to remember the purpose that the Lord led thee in this way. "And thou shalt remember." Who is speaking? That is Moses. They are standing at the border of the land of Canaan. There is a long journey that is behind them, 40 years in the wilderness. No, that is not one day. That was not one evening. that the Lord has taken to bring them out of the land of bondage and to give unto them that promised land. That was a long time, but it was also a very special time. Do you have times in your life that you say they are special times? Can you point back in your own history? Can we speak of that maybe to our children? We say that was a special time. And why was it now for the children of Israel such a special time? Well, it was a time that very evidently, very manifestly, very openly, the Lord had very special leadings with His own people. That the Lord has shown it very openly that He was the one that was going before His people. All they had to do was follow. Then by day there was a pillar of a cloud. By night it turned into a pillar of a fire. Is that not a special time? When we may know, when we may see, when we may observe the hand of the Lord, and that we may believe that it is the Lord that is taking us from step to step in our life. When the Lord's presence is observed, when the Lord's presence is felt, when the tokens of the Lord's favor, oh, they may be experienced in our heart, experienced in our life. That was that special time of the children of Israel, 40 years in the wilderness. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee. Remember, that means what, boys and girls? To remember, because you have to do that often, right? In school, then your teacher says you have to memorize. You have to remember many things, your lessons, and especially the Bible. And what do you do to try to remember it? Well, then you say it in your mind over and over and over again. Right? You bring it forward in your thoughts. You cannot forget it for a whole day or for a whole week, and then you will not know it the next week. No, you must do that every day to remember, to recall it, to bring it again into the foreground in your mind, to remember. That is the word that we often read of in the Bible. That the Lord commands us very often in the Bible to remember. The Lord remembers everything. The Lord forgets nothing. But that is so different with us. There are so many things that we forget, and then especially as a fallen creature. And now the Lord says He will not have His own people to forget. He will not have His own people to go forward as a stock, as a stone, as a block in this world. But He will have His own people to recall, to bring into the foreground, to bring into their memory time and time again. Thou shalt remember. And what is it that the Lord will have His people to recall? He says, the way which the Lord thy God led thee. That is, that they must recall again, they must think about again, they must remember again all the providences of the Lord in their life. All the leadings that the Lord had with them. all the dealings of the Lord. These they must ponder. They must meditate. They must think about it. They must think about the cause. Why that the Lord has led them in such a way. They must think about the purpose. What the Lord is saying unto them in those leadings. The Lord says, I will have my people to recognize my own hand in all the ways of providence that I lead them in their life. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee. Israel, thou must remember thine origin. Thou must remember where thou hast come from. Thou must remember there that I have taken thee from. When thou wast in the land of Egypt, thou must remember that bondage that thou didst suffer there. Thou must remember the persecution. Thou must remember the might of that enemy. Thou must remember the cry in all your helplessness that has come up unto heaven to my throne. Thou must remember thine origin. Do we remember our origin? Oh, that place that the Lord has taken us from. Israel, thou shalt remember not only that Egyptian bondage, but how that I delivered thee from that bondage. Thou must remember the might of my hand. Thou must remember how I have showed all my great wonders in that land of Egypt. How that I have brought all the forces of nature which are in my hand under my control. How that I have used them for your deliverance. How that all the might and the power of man and all in all of that great nation of Egypt was not able to stand against one word of my power. And thou shalt remember all the way in which the Lord thy God led thee. Thou shalt remember when I brought thee through the sea. Thou must remember those walls. They were on the right hand and on the left. That I have raised for your protection. Thou must remember the dry land that I have given thee to travel upon. Oh, thou must remember when thou wast standing on the other side of the sea. And when thou didst see all thine enemies dead upon the seashore. And thou shalt remember the pillar of cloud. Thou shalt remember that pillar of fire. So that heat of that sun did not burn upon you. So that my light did shine in all your darkness to lead you in a good and in a safe way. And thou shalt remember when I did rain the manna from above in order to feed you, when I daily performed my miracle above all the nations of this world to care for you. And thou shalt remember when I dropped the quails out of the heaven, that you may eat to the full. And thou shalt remember also the judgments. Thou shalt remember the pestilences that I brought upon you. Oh, thou shalt remember the warnings when I opened the earth, and when I swallowed up the rebels, thou shalt remember my mercies. And when I did set before you a serpent, a brazen serpent, that whosoever would look thereupon would be healed. Oh, thou shalt remember when I gave you my high priest, and when he has stood for you between the living and the dead. Thou shalt remember how I gave unto you my law, that you may know the difference between right and wrong, when I instructed you, when I showed to you what is that good way wherein ye ought to walk. And when I gave you all my precepts, and when I taught you by the mouth of the lawgiver. Oh, thou shalt remember when I preached unto you about mine only begotten Son who was to come. And when I set before you my blessed tabernacle, and when I have shown how now that it is possible that a holy and a righteous God may dwell in the midst of a sinful people, and by means of high priest, by means of sacrifice, by means of altar, by means of laver, by means of candlestick, by means of mercy seat. Oh, thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. And not only so, but thou also must remember why that I led thee in these ways. That is our second thought. Why was it? It was to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. To humble thee, O congregation, is that not something that the Lord says it is necessary for me to humble thee? And why? Because you are not so humble, not of yourselves. Where does that all come from? From paradise. There was that first sin of pride and lifting up ourselves against the Lord. And now my people, they are the sons and they are the daughters of Adam. And if I do not humble them, then they will continue in that way. Oh, that is the great work, congregation of the Spirit of the Lord. One of the very purposes, one of the very intentions, one of the very motives of the Lord in the dealings of the Lord with his people, to humble them, to humble them. How is it with us? Or are we now humbled under the blessings of the Lord? Are we humbled under the warnings? Are we humbled under the judgments of the Lord? Because the Lord says this is his purpose. Thus, all the way that the Lord has led us in this past season, is there now fruit? Has the purpose of the Lord been achieved in the midst of us as a congregation? That we have been humbled before the Lord. And the other is, he says, to humble thee and to prove thee. To prove thee. What does that mean? That means, children, to test thee, to try thee. Put you through a trial, and then we're going to see something, we're going to find out something in that trial. What does the Lord say? To know what is in thine heart, to give a trial, to know what is in thine heart, what is the motive of your heart, not just your deeds, but what lives inside of you. Does the Lord not know that? Oh, yes, the Lord knows that. Because the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. The Lord knows it. But actually it is not that he may just know it, but that also he may show it unto us, that he may prove it unto us, give unto us evidence in the trial, in the test, to show unto us what is living in our heart. Whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. To humble thee and to prove thee, to prove your uprightness, to prove your faithfulness, to prove thee, to see if there lives in thee the fear of God, to see if there lives in you love for the Lord, to see if you really believe me or not, or if your religion is just hypocrisy. If it is just a show before men, a trial. Therefore, he says, I led thee in the wilderness. Therefore, I led thee in a land that was not sown, not easy for your flesh. Difficult. Trials there. But I led thee there. To see what was in your heart. If you would follow me there. If you are ready to forsake the world and every former friend. So I led thee to prove thee. So I suffered thee to hunger. So I made you feel your need. I withheld food from you. I withheld drink from you. I made you to feel how helpless, just how helpless and how dependent that you are. To prove you. To see what you would do. To find out what's inside. Whether you would trust me. Whether you would come to me. Or whether you would rather go to all, trust in all of the means only. To prove thee. I fed thee with manna. I provided for you. I gave you good, wholesome food. But it was plain. Was very plain food. But it was very good for you. It was nourishing food. And it was also tasty food. But it was only one kind. To prove thee. To see what? To see if you would be satisfied. To see if you would be content. Or will they be hankering after all that is in this world to prove thee? And when I prove thee, what did I find? What did I find living in thine heart? Do you remember? Do you remember? Do you remember how that you cried before the sea? Do you remember how that Pharaoh was behind you, and that she was before you. Immediately after I had 10 times over shown unto you my great power, that Pharaoh was nothing in my sight. And now you came into a little difficulty. Do you remember what you did? How that you cried against my servant? Wherefore hast thou brought us into this wilderness to slay all of us in this wilderness? Have been better that we had remained in Egypt. That is what I found when I proved thee, when I tested thee, to see what was in thine heart. Then I did for you a miracle. I raised those walls of the sea, and I brought you through it. And there you rejoiced. You rejoiced. For a moment. Then I tested you again, brought you a little further, and I just withheld for a little time, a little water. And you came to those waters of Merah, and they were bitter. And I tested thee, and I proved thee. And what did I find? Murmuring. Murmuring. That is what I found in your heart. Then I rained for you bread from heaven, and I gave you a command. It was an easy command. I said, you gather enough for today, and then you trust me. And you leave it with me for tomorrow. You let the rest melt. Melt away. Tomorrow, I will give it to you again. And I tested you. And I proved you to know all that was in your heart. And what did I find? Oh, then I found you going out. Then I found you reserving some for the next day. For the next day. That is what I found. Living in your heart. And I gave you a command when I gave you that bread. And I said, on the 7th day ye shall not gather, to test you, to prove you. Will they sanction my day? Will they listen to my commandment? Will they keep it holy? And what did I find? Living in your heart. And then, what do we read? Then, when I tested you for many years, and when I provided all this for you all the time, then we can read that you began to loathe that light manna, my gift, that I provided for you by way of a miracle day by day. And what did you do? You began to look back. And you began to desire all the delicacies of this life as if they are so important. You said we remember the leeks and the cucumbers and the melons in Egypt. And do you know what you forgot? You forgot in one moment your burden there. You forgot your grief there. You forgot the persecutions there. You forgot that there they have taken your sons and they have cast them in the river Nile. And now your soul that is dissatisfied, calling my good nourishing food this light bread to prove you, that I might know all that is in thine heart, whether thou wilt walk in my commandments or no. And what I promised you meet, you said it was not possible. And I gave you Moses, and you envied him, meek above all the men in the earth. So it was with Israel. We can go on and on. You know the history. The Lord did not find so much good there in that people. How is it with us? In the season that is gone by, let us sing first. 291. 291, 1, 5, 8, 9, and 12. Praise ye the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks and bless his name. His loving kindness changes not from. No, that's the wrong one. 291. Their God and Savior they forgot, their helper and their stay. But Moses pled the promised grace and turned God's wrath away. 1, 5, 8, 9, and 12 of 291. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee. Congregation, thanksgiving, that is, in a special way, a day of remembrance. That we must remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee. We live in a world that does not look back. And why not? Because we live in a world that does not believe in the providence of God. That the Lord has a hand in all the happenings that are in the midst of this world. Even the very weather, which is something that the Lord still holds so solely in His own hands, in which man is not able to control, man still will not acknowledge the Lord for. The storms, the sunshine, that is in the foolishness and in the blindness of man, not even attributed unto the living God. That is our fault. Is it different with us? Because certainly we have a different doctrine, but is it different in the practice? Because what do we believe? What dost thou mean by the providence of God, the almighty and everywhere present power of God, whereby, as it were by His hand, He upholds and governs heaven, earth, and all creatures, so that herbs and grass, rain and drought, fruitful and barren years, meat and drink, health and sickness, riches and poverty, yea, and all things come not by chance, but by His fatherly hand. Do we believe that? How does our life, your life, my life, show that we believe that? By every deed of providence that the Lord has in your life and in my life, by every single deed of providence, there is a purpose. That is approving of us. To know what is in our heart and to see whether we will walk in His commandments or no. How is it then? O congregation, what has the Lord found in our hearts, in your heart, in my heart? What has the Lord found in our hearts in the season that is past? Has He now found in our hearts different than He has found in the hearts of His people in that 40 years in the wilderness? Have the leadings of the Lord, the goodness of the Lord, the warnings of the Lord, the judgments of the Lord, have they humbled us? Is this what He has found in our heart? Has He found that they have brought us at His footstool? Has He found that they have brought us in the need unto Him? Has He found that they have made us distrustful of everything that is outside of Him? Is that what He has found in our heart? Has He found in our heart a heart of thanksgiving that we would say with His servant David in his house, O Lord, who am I And what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto? There have been blessings. A multitude of blessings among us as a people. We cannot enumerate them. We don't even know them. We know the smallest part. We do not even realize everything that is necessary to keep us alive. We cannot even understand. When we do not have strength, why not? Cannot comprehend it. Even the doctors. Oh, congregation, blessings. We have had plenty to eat. We have had plenty to drink. We are well clothed. We are well protected. There is hardly work for our deacons. Because of the prosperity that the Lord has given to us, we ask you a question. No, I need first to start here. Did we ever complain? Did we ever complain once under all those gifts, under all those blessings? Oh, can we imagine what that is before the Lord, that with all he has given, that there was discontentment in my heart? That with all that he has given, maybe it was too plain. Too plain. That with all that he has given, I wanted more. I was not satisfied. Who can take his hand out clean? Is not this what the Lord has found in our heart? The smallest part of it, with his blessings. What did he find in your heart? Do you know what it says in the Word of God? Knowest thou not that the goodness of the Lord leadeth thee to repentance? To repentance. Oh, children, young people, know, all of us. All of us. The goodness of the Lord. Did that lead us to repentance? Did that lead us to a broken heart? A contrite spirit, did we weep one tear of grief in the season that is gone by because of the goodness of the Lord and because we have turned our backs to him, and we go on our own way and we say unto him day by day, we have no desire for the knowledge of thy ways. That what he has found in our heart. That there is a people that are watchful. That do not want to sin. How shall I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Such a good doing God. Oh, children, think about it in your youth. Think about it when you are young. That your heart may be affected this day, Thanksgiving Day, with the goodness of the Lord. That you would never want to sin again against the Lord all of your days. Or with our prosperity, have we been overcome by the temptations of the world? So that with all the Lord has given, we have moved ourselves a little closer to Sodom. To enjoy there the pleasures of the world. Is that what he found in your heart? The Lord has given blessings, the Lord has given trials also among us. There was rain. There was too much rain. There were flood waters. There was hail. When he proved you, what did he find in your heart? Was there the smallest part then, when the Lord took away something that he had given, was there the smallest part of rebellion? Rebellion. Did you find something in your heart that you did not know existed there, maybe? When the Lord dried up your gourd and made that gourd to wither, to prove thee, that he might know all that is in thine heart. There were crosses. There were trials. Families. Do you believe that it was the Lord's hand? Even though it came maybe by men, by the mistakes of men, by the sin of men, other men, do you believe that it was in the providence of the Lord? Do you believe that it was a leading of the Lord, that he might know what was living in your heart? Whether you, not all of them, whether you would walk in his commandments or not. Did it draw you unto him? Did it bring you in the place where you could leave it with him? That you could trust it in his hands? Did the Lord find in your heart an agreement with his will? With his will? When it was against your will? To say, Lord, thy will is good. Thy will and all that thou doest, that is the best. Could you be thankful to him? Not only for the blessings, could you ever acknowledge the Lord for a cross in your life? For a cross? Could you ever taste, congregation, a little honey on the end of the rod? Could you ever see why it was necessary that the Lord would lead you in that way? That you would say, before my affliction I wandered, but now thy good word I obey. Congregation, thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee. That is our special work this day. There is so much to learn. There is so much to learn what is living in our heart. There is not much good there. No, there is no good there. Do you know what the wonder is? The wonder is if the Lord will have dealings with us. If the Lord will not let us go completely to ourselves, if the Lord would stop us, and that by blessing and also by judgment and by warning, he may humble us and he may prove us and he may stop us and he may lead us. Oh, then we understand what we need this day. Do you know what we need this day? We need a mediator. We need a mediator. That we may be forgiven for all our ingratitude. And that we may also be provided all that is lacking within our hearts. May the Lord so bless His word for Jesus' sake. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, it is but a few words. O, could it please Thee to open unto us what lives in our hearts, because we are wicked people. In Thy sight there is no man living shall be justified. No man living. And they are all gone out of the way. And there is none that doeth good. No, not one. Oh, forgive, forgive. All of our many, many sins. Young and old together. Wash us. Cleanse us in the blood of Thy dear and only begotten Son. And wilt Thou look upon us in the future? Oh, change us also. Make us different people. Renew us. Give us new hearts and a new life that may live unto Thee. Bring us each safely to our place. Bring us with desire together in this afternoon. Help Thy servant, hopes to go before us once again. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. 397, 3 through 6. Upon Thy glorious majesty and wondrous works my mind shall dwell, and Thy deeds shall fill the world with awe, and of Thy greatness I will tell. 3 through 6 of 397. receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. And the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessings.